Chapter 1. Have a clear vision. So many of our best people are lost. So many of the good ones don't know exactly what they're doing with their lives. They are unhealthy, it mattered to them in the beginning. And hey, if it ain't broken, don't fix it, right? Even if it's not working for everyone else around you. I spent my entire adult life looking in a mirror. For the last 20 years as a public servant and as a philanthropist, the mirror took the form of votes, polling numbers, statistics, and data. As governor of California, as chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, as a climate activist, there's no avoiding the numbers. The people will show you with their words and with their votes and their action what they think of you and your ideas. They will tell you whether or not they believe you or believe in you. You will find out fast whether your vision is real or fantasy when the data comes in and when the needle moves. 20 years before that, in Hollywood, it was the camera and the movie screen that were the mirror. Whatever vision I had in my mind for the performance that I wanted to give in the film, it pales in comparison to what 500 people sitting together in a dark theater saw when I was 30 feet tall on that screen in front of them. See, the camera doesn't lie. It films in high definition, in full focus, on 24 frames per second. In The Terminator, I was only on screen for 21 minutes, but that's still more than 30,000 distinct images captured forever. What I thought I was doing in those scenes only mattered if the audience saw the same thing. Only then could I claim success. Only then could I say I had achieved my vision as an actor in that film. The 20 years before that, as a bodybuilder, the mirror was literally a mirror. I looked in the mirror every single day. For hours, it was part of my job. The mirror was an essential tool. You can't know if an exercise is working properly unless you watch yourself doing it in a mirror. You can't really know if a muscle has achieved enough mass or enough definition until you flex it in a mirror. You can't know if you have all of your moves down until you stand in front of that mirror and did all of the poses one after the other. In the opening scene of Pumping Iron, Franco Colombo and I are in a ballet studio in New York, learning about movement from a ballet instructor. We are trying to get better in posing, very simple, because posing is very, very important. She moves us through different body positions, adjusting our posture and our eye line, smoothing out our transitions to make everything look more fluid and impressive. As she worked with us, she made an amazing point about paying attention to how we move between poses. On stage, the judges aren't just watching you at the key moment when you're doing your final flex, when you are at your best. No. What you have to realize is, she said, is that the people are watching you all the time. And she was right. The static poses might be what end up in photos in magazines. They might be how people who weren't there would know about you. But the people in the room, the people who matter, will be watching and judging every aspect of how you move and how you transition between those key moments, between those poses. It was a perfect metaphor. Life isn't just about the high points or the big moments. It's not just the stuff that ends up seared into people's memory banks or recorded in photos that are confined to scrapbooks. Life is also those stretches of time in between. Life happens as much in transition as it does in the pose. It's all one long performance, and the greater the impact that you want that performance to have, the more important each of those little moments becomes. But what you don't see in that first scene, because of the camera angle, is that the other two walls of the instructor studio are nothing but mirrors. Like bodybuilders, dancers know you can't grow unless you watch yourself to do the work. You can't get better unless you judge your effort against what you know it should look like, in your heart and in your mind. To achieve the performance of a lifetime, to achieve any kind of vision, no matter how insane or how impossible, you need to be able to see what the world sees when they're watching you try to achieve it. That doesn't mean conforming to the world's expectations. It just means not being afraid to stand in front of that mirror, look at yourself in the eyes, and really see.